Well, next, France's minority government is on the brink of collapse. It follows a move by Prime Minister Michel Barnier to force through his budget without a vote in Parliament. Now, this means it looks inevitable his government is facing a no-confidence vote. On the line from Paris now is Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan, a lecturer in European politics at UCC. Emmanuel, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Can you tell us first why Michel Barnier is forced now at this stage to force his budget through?
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been a tough few months for Michel Barnier. His one objective was to actually put a budget together for France before the end of the year. And he negotiated with, in particular, the Rassemblement National of Marine Le Pen, who kept changing the red lines. So the Rassemblement National got a few wins, all right. But as we know, Marine Le Pen is before the courts because of misappropriation of funds and fake jobs with the European Parliament. And a decision in her case on the 13th of November changed her tone of negotiation with the Prime Minister. And she is facing ineligibility from March 2025. So she has been pushing for this motion of censure and of motion of no confidence in the government. So Barnier had really no choice. He has no support on the left, no support on the right, and even the Macron presidential majority or support isn't strong enough as it is.
Well, he's now facing a motion of no confidence, as we were saying, but when could that happen?
So that's going to happen on Wednesday. So by Thursday, the government will have been vetoed, will have faced this motion of no confidence, and will have will just be in place. It will stay in place to expedite current business. Unlike in the United States, that doesn't mean shutdown, because as it is, we will not have a budget voted by the end of the year. So there will be no 2025 budget voted through, but there's no shutdown. There's a process whereby we use a 2024 budget and the figures of the 2024 budget. However, this will have a significant impact on about 280,000 households whose tax bracket won't be reevaluated according to inflation and will see their tax increase. It will have a lot of different consequences. As we know, the bond yields, kind of jumped up closer to Greece and et cetera. So, yes.
Because it makes it very important to Europe because of the impact on the euro. Is it an important moment for Europe?
It is an important moment for Europe. Macron has lost influence in Europe. We've seen that with the formation of the last European Commission. Economic experts highlight that it's not so much the bond yield with Greece, but with Italy that needs to be watched out. If France is, as we know, is severely indebted, and if it's not making a significant kind of improvement on its budget and on the savings, it was trying to do 60 billion euros of savings. It will have repercussions on the euro. Yes.
Okay, Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan, a lecturer in European politics at UCC. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.